102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We have Angelique on this morning. She's going to be seeking a pardon from Levi, her husband of 6 years now. Before this little drama happened, just tell us what kind of hubby, what kind of guy is Levi?
So, you know, he's a sweetheart, you know what I'm saying? You know, we've been together for a while, mm-hmm. and basically, you know...
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Levi's a good guy. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. He works hard, you know.
Mm-hmm. Takes care of the family, does what he's supposed mm-hmm. to do. Okay. So, now you guys recently had a little drama that happened, so go ahead and tell us, Angelique, what occurred and why you are seeking a pardon this morning.
Levi has a younger brother.
Okay.
Zion, who has a girlfriend named Unique. And I basically saw Unique with another guy, and I told Zion. So Zion confronted Unique, and they had, you know, a falling out, basically. So when Levi found out or whatever, he was very, you know, mad, you know, that I, you know, got in a business or whatever. So we got into it. We started arguing everything, and it's just been pretty tense, you know, in the house. Now Zion and Unique have... you know, got back together. They all good and everything.
Okay.
And basically cut us off. So, you know, he mad. That's his brother, his, you know, girlfriend or whatever. He feel like I stepped on their toes. And I guess I could humble myself and basically say that my man was right and I should have stayed out of it. And, you know, I need to apologize. Because they really, like, mad, you know? And I don't like bad vibes.
And you stuck your nose in their business, and they're actually back together, and now your household messed up.
Dang.
Yeah. I mean, I thought I was doing the right thing.
I understand. Yeah, I get it.
I wouldn't want somebody to tell me if my dude was doing me dirty. You feel me? Like, you know, supposed to, you know what I'm saying? That's
Angelique,
him.
To be honest with you, I agree with you on this. I'm actually a little perplexed as to why Levi wouldn't want his brother to know that his girl is stepping out on him. That's kind of
weird to me. Ryan is like a little brother to me. You feel me? Like, I don't want to watch nobody vlogging him. So I felt like I was doing the right thing.
So you went straight to Zion and told him?
Yes. I told him everything I've seen, you know what I'm saying? Because Shorty was out with a duel, and they was, like, holding hands, revving up and everything. Like, she didn't see me. You know what I'm saying? She didn't see me. And she tried to make it seem like, oh, Shorty lying. She just wanted to be in our business.
Wow.
And everything like that. And it's like, that wasn't even the case. She know what she thought. Now, at this point, all I could do is just let it go. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, I guess the problem is that I kind of, like, mentioned it to him a little bit, but... And he basically told me to stay out of it. But I took it upon myself to say something anyway.
Okay.
The tea was too hot.
He didn't flat out say, don't say nothing. He just said, like,
but you understood you understood he felt that you should stay out of it. You understood that that would be his position, that maybe it's not our business, right?
But I understand a lot of things between us, and I do what I want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right.
You know, Angelique is going to do her own thing.
And thus we're here on Beg Your Pardon. So what we're going to do is reach on out to my man Levi. We're going to get him on the line. You're going to present your case to him and see if he's going to come to a decision and grant you a pardon this morning. How's that?
I don't like this. This is my husband, and I don't like, you know, the tension between us because of somebody else's drama, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. All right, Angelique, what we're going to have to do at this time is reach out to Levi. We're going to get him on the line. We're going to talk to him. You're going to present your case, and we're going to give him a little time to think about it, and then you're going to come back and see if you're going to get a pardon granted this morning. How is that?
That'll work. That'll work.
Good morning, Levi. Welcome to the Dream Team, my brother.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
All right. Doing good, Levi. Doing good. We're doing pretty good. I know you're wondering why you're here, but we have a young lady by the name of Angelique. Do you know an Angelique?
Yes, that's my wife.
There we go. You better know her.
What kind of wife is she? How's the relationship? How's the marriage? You guys have been married for 6 years. How's the marriage been so far?
The marriage has been wonderful. I can't complain whatsoever. She's an angel. I love her dearly. But just stubborn a little bit. But I love her. I love her.
He's like, in case she's listening. Right. Okay. Well, we understand that something has occurred between you and Angelique recently. She's on the line. She would like to talk to you for just a few minutes, and we just need you to listen, open up your ears, open up your heart, and then we're going to have you think about it and make a decision this morning. How's that?
All right, that sounds fine.
Okay, cool. Angelique, your hubby is on the phone. Go ahead and talk to Levi.
This my whole thing, babe. You know what I'm saying? Like, I brought the radio in, and, you know, like, everybody, like, trying to get feedback and stuff because I feel like I'm not wrong. Now, typically, I'm always like, I'm not wrong. But on this, I really, really don't feel like I'm wrong because I just feel like, okay, well, I will apologize because they did tell me, like, my business. But this my thing. Like, Zion like a little brother to me. You know what I'm saying? We have our own relationship.
I'm sorry, baby. I hear you. I totally hear you. But my brother doesn't talk to me because he a big mouth. That's all I'm saying.
Ooh.
He don't talk to me either.
We can fix that, though. You know what I'm saying? I talk to him. I think
it didn't have to be fixed. It wasn't broke.
Wow.
It was broke. Shorty was cheating on her. If I would have walked in and ever seen a female filling up on you that way, I would have been tight then. So at the end of the day, you can't be mad at me for being mad about somebody cheating on my bro.
Angelique, it couldn't have been like a coworker or a cousin. You were 100% sure when you saw them that this was a romantic encounter.
Oh, definitely. I wouldn't have said nothing or made it a big deal if it wasn't. Now, they trying to make it seem like it was. I see what I saw. I know what I saw. Like, they was damn near, like, up each other's sleeves at the table. Ooh. Like, they was eye-gazing. Rubbing hands.
During a pandemic?
I'm sorry.
My goodness.
She wasn't getting no manicure.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Now, Levi, I got to ask you, though. Why wouldn't you want your brother to know that his girl is dogging him out like that? She's cheating on him, and you're trying to keep the secret a secret. Why?
Well, it's not trying to keep a secret. What it is, I know how my brother is. If information like that needs to be told, it needs to be told through me. Like, not through my wife, not through anyone else, but through me, because I know how to talk to him and handle him. I know how my wife is. She is unfiltered. She doesn't understand how to talk to someone. She probably went in there and said,
I think I understand you
a little more now, Levi.
No.
But what it is, though, this is the thing. This is my whole thing, though. Like, I feel like Zion has low self-esteem, and he's going to put up with anybody who will have him. And I think that he deserves better, so that's why I said what I said.
Well, first of all, he doesn't have low self-esteem, so that's the problem. You're always meddling into something. Mind your business. We got our own business. Why are you worried about my younger brother? Me and you have our own thing, and it hasn't
been
working.
Because if it was me, I mean, if it was you, I would want somebody to tell me. You know what I mean?
Angelique, quick question. Why didn't you go to Levi first and say, this is what I seen,
right?
And how should we handle this going forward? Should, you know, we go to your brother, or should you go to your brother? Why'd you tell Levi first?
Because that's my husband, you know, I wanted his opinion, but
you knew he was going to talk you out of it. You knew he was
going
to talk you out of it, and you knew you wanted to do it, Angelique.
Angelique likes attention. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Well, he should have sided with me, and I'm still mad that he's not siding with me, and you're embarrassing me on the radio because you don't agree with me.
I don't agree with you. My brother don't even talk to me no more. When the last time we spoke to them?
It hasn't been that long. First of all, it hasn't been that long, and Simmons fight all the time.
How long has it been?
He'll get over it. And when he do, y'all better not never invite that little hoe back to my house. I don't like her.
But Angelique, you do know that this happens so much where people get involved and try to tell somebody that their significant other is cheating, and then they end up still staying together, and then you end up looking like the pariah. That happens all the time. And here we are.
You know what? Fine. I'll be that, because that's my little bro. And if I ever see, if Levi was cheating on me, I would hope somebody would tell me.
Well, you don't have to worry about me cheating on you. But the thing you have to worry about is keeping your mouth shut. Mm. Like, just be quiet. Like, why? Like, my brother doesn't
speak. I'm sorry, I'm too real for that. I don't keep my mouth closed with you. If I see something I don't like, I'm going
to say something, period. Before you blurt it out, I agree with Levi. You should have went through him first. You could talk about it, and you could be looking out for somebody, but you should take the proper steps before you get yourself into a tough position like you're in right now.
He's my man. He should have agreed with me.
No.
You see, you're not listening. See, this is the problem here, right? When your mouth opens, you should be putting something in it instead of saying words. You understand what I'm saying?
Once again, Angelique, Levi. Levi is on. Go ahead and present your case to your hubby.
Baby, now I know we've been going through some things. Don't I sound like a Voice to Men when the song breaks down? Baby. No, but in all honesty, I'm so sorry. Like, I really wasn't trying to step on toes. You know, I love Zion. I want what's best for him. I want him to be happy. I want us to be happy. And, of course, I don't want to step on your toes, you know, with your relationship with your brother. I should have listened to you. I should have, you know, held my tongue, especially because, I mean, he chose to stay with old girl anyway. But it's like, you know, I didn't really mean to hurt nobody's feelings. I didn't mean to start nothing. I don't want no drama or bad vibes between anybody. So,
you know, I love you. I love you so much, and I really appreciate you. But I really, really am still a little upset to the fact that you should have just came to me, talked to me, let me talk to my brother about this situation, because you know that they're still together right now, and they're not talking to us. And we have our little issue going on prior to that, though. But we've been around the house, we're working it out, and I love you so much, and I don't know what life is like without you, and I will never want you to ever leave me. I want you to be with me the rest of my life. I want to renew my vows to you. You know, I just love you so much. You know,
it's the most volatile couple of hours in my life.
But I do want that.
No. We have fun.
Clearly, we do. We're totally opposite. You know, she's my energy. You know, she's my rock. I love her so much, and no matter what goes on, I married her, and it's our life. And,
baby.
You just need her to stay out of everybody's business. That's all
I just want to stay out of everybody's business.
You know, he right, though, because, you know, you can't want more for somebody than they want for themselves. And you can't tell nobody who to love and who to care about.
Right.
Because my whole family think, like, oh, my God, why are y'all together? You know, they're like, he's such a square. But I need that. You know what I'm saying? I need somebody to put me in my place. Because
square stay sharp.
Thank you guys so much. This has been a fun Beg Your Pardon. Mm-hmm. We're so glad that you did get a party this morning, Angelique. Levi, you're a strong brother. That's all I got to say.
That's real,
Levi. Woo, brother.
Yeah. Hey, little hairy square.
That's all I got to say. So you guys, hopefully you guys go ahead and move on and have a great time. We appreciate you so much, Bay Area. You could be hold on. Okay, Angelique. Yeah?
Can y'all do me a favor? Y'all should, like, reach out to Zion and Unique and just, you know, try to make them not mad at us.
Break them up.
You know what?
We may have to do that.
Break them up. I'm just saying, make them unmad at us.
Right? Oh. Yeah, maybe that may have to be the next Beg Your Pardon. You guys reach out, and then we'll have you present your case to Zion and Unique.
Good idea. I'd love to hear from them.
Good idea.
I like
idea. Yeah, we'll try it, okay? All right. So, once again, Bay Area, you can be like Angelique and Levi. All you got to do is go to KBLX.com, click on the Beg Your Pardon, present your case. We'll get back, and you can either get a pardon or not. It either happens one way or the other, but we do it every weekday right here on 102.9 KBLX.